thanks for joining us today.
Good morning.
During the city council meeting, this past city council meeting, there was the issue about the vote for the gun ordinance that would ban citizens from carrying a weapon into city-owned properties. The council voted to table that. Can you explain why the council voted to table that?
Well, we had received a letter outlining some of the NRA's concerns regarding that, particularly along the lines of state statute and those kinds of things. Some of the council members and staff felt it appropriate to wait until the city attorney reviewed that letter for accuracy and et cetera before we move forward with any action on that.
All right, and so would you expect that to be on the agenda in the near future? Or?
It's possible. It depends on what the recommendations of the city attorney comes back as. It may be on again for action. It may not.
Okay. And then yesterday also another tabled item that got tabled only because of the Marion County Attorney Ed Bull wasn't at the previous meeting, but it was brought up yesterday. There's been some truancy issues in Ed Bull. He's been actually pushing a truancy program over the past 2 years since he's been in office, and he brought to the attention of the council that the skate park across from the high school actually, at this moment before last night's meeting, allowed anyone to be there during school hours, even school-age kids, and it wouldn't be considered trespassing. And he just asked for some changes to the signage there.
Yeah, we ended up changing it to the extent that any minor using that facility while school's in session has to be accompanied by a parent or guardian. That was done in an effort to cooperate with the school district and the county attorney. We'll see how that works, and hopefully it does. But we'll have to analyze it and look at it in the future and make sure that that's working as intended.
We're coming up into the time of year where we start the budget process, and explain how you guys get into that.
Yeah, staff and I are getting geared up now to walk the council through the process for the budget. We have to have that turned into the state in March, and so, you know, a few months out ahead of time, we work on that. So right now, I have directed staff to begin looking at what they feel they're going to need to request for the fiscal year upcoming, 2012 to 2013, and so they're getting some facts and figures together. Probably what we'll do here is probably sometime within the next month or so is to walk each of the council members through each department, and we'll look at what we've done with the money already budgeted to us in prior budgets, and show them, you know, what each department is doing and some of the challenges and successes they're having, and then discuss some future upcoming needs in the budget process as well, so they have some hands-on knowledge of what's going on in each department and why it is they're asking for what they're needing. We will see some interesting changes. Costs are going up on a lot of things, electrical, probably water, healthcare costs, those are all rising. Depending on what the state legislature does this year with the discussion on the commercial property tax rollback, that could have a huge negative impact on our local budget. In fact, some of the numbers I've seen looked at, it could be as much as $500,000 impact in our budget. So those are all things that we need to look at and start considering as we look at how to best move the community forward and continue to progress, but within the fiscal restraints that we're experiencing.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Harold.
Thank you.